We have our WJR Business Beat. Jeff Sloan, spotlighting the entrepreneurial tech and startup community right here on WJR. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. A new survey of American workers finds that, in fact, not too many of us are living our dream life right now, at least not when it comes to the jobs we're holding. JobSage has just released results from a survey of over 1,200 Americans in the workforce about their level of happiness related to their current job versus what they view as their ideal or dream job, if you will. Who's living the dream right now? Well, only 1 in 10 Americans responded by indicating that they are working their dream job right now. And of those surveyed, 7 in 10 don't think they are on track to ever getting that dream job, while over half of Americans think their dreams of holding down that ideal job just isn't in the cards for them in this current economy. For many, getting that dream job requires an advanced or specialized degree of some kind, and 2 of every 3 Americans say they simply can't afford to pay, at least not at this time, the additional educational costs associated with being able to qualify. So lots of people making do these days, Paul, rather than focusing on pursuing what they believe might be a more ideal alternative. They're focusing on making the most out of their current employment and staying put, at least for now. And as we all know well, this is a big change from the way employees viewed the pursuit of better alternatives just 1 year ago, when that was pretty easily achieved. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.